Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Tempted Surrender. This file will tell you a beautiful story about something that may have happened or could happen to you. I'd like you to close your eyes. In this story, there are only two people, you and me. The rest of the world is unimportant for now, so just listen. Try to enjoy the story for what it is, but I will leave that up to you. This story begins actually a little bit before the arrival. We discussed meeting up, and you agreed to come to my house. This may not have been the wisest of choices as, well, you know I'm a hypnotist, and I am very well aware of your fetishes. I know your desires, and I know things you'd prefer not to happen. So after showing that you can in fact trust me, you agreed to visit, slightly against your better judgment, on your own to the dangerous house of an evil hypnotist. The first thing you noticed is that it looked so normal. From the outside, it's just one house of many. Even the front door is just one of many. And this is very much on purpose, but you are not to know. When I answer the door, you look incredibly nervous. It doesn't matter if this is the first time you're here, or who knows how many times you've been here before, either in your dreams or for real. But you're still nervous every single time. Come inside. And as I invite you in, I show you into the living room. And the living room, again, is a surprisingly normal place. You don't really know what you were expecting. Probably not a dungeon, or maybe paintings on the wall with spirals, you don't know. But not a simple, normal-looking living room. But you know that the things that happen inside here, hidden from the world, are far from normal. I invite you to sit down on the sofa and get you something to drink. You smell something nice. You look around until you see a stick of incense, slowly glimmering, spreading its scent across the room. And it's a really nice incense. Part of you makes a mental note to ask me what it is so you can buy it for yourself. When I return with the drinks, a nice herbal tea, you feel surprisingly relaxed already, even though I haven't even said much. You can feel your breathing slowing down, your mind becoming increasingly foggy, fuzzy. But you feel good, you feel safe. Everything feels completely natural. In a way, you feel like you've done many times before, as if you're falling into a trance. But your eyes are still open. You don't feel sleepy at all, just a little lightheaded, fuzzy, relaxed. And you can feel yourself listening to me with rapt attention. For some reason, I didn't sit down. I'm standing, and you have to look up to see me. You can feel that it's an incredibly natural position for you to be, sitting lower than me, having to look up at me. You can feel the butterflies in your stomach as that submissive feeling spreads from a simple realization that you're looking up at me, that you are automatically the submissive one. You can feel how your mind keeps telling you to do more, to submit. You don't even realize what I'm talking about. Still just asking you how your trip has been or something like that. But you feel this undeniable urge to sit even lower. You feel so submissive. Being near me is intoxicating. Or maybe that's the incense. You feel more and more submissive, feeling every part of you just wanting to surrender, submit. You can feel how it arouses you, how the temptation of surrender in itself becomes a tease. You look at me with some discomfort and haphazardly ask if you're allowed to sit on the ground. I simply smile and with a single sharp nod point you to the ground. You don't even realize when this roll started to roll. All you know is that being near me is so overpoweringly strong. It is intoxicating. It makes you crave more and more. Now that you're on the ground and I'm standing right in front of you, I seem unnaturally tall. Looking forward, you simply stare at my strong, tall legs. A little bit upward is my crotch, dominating most of your field of view. Above that, my powerful chest, my strong arms, and finally, looking down at you, my face, my eyes, my lips. You focus somehow completely on my lips. You can see that they're forming words, that sound is being spread. But your mind is just one big ball of submission, one fuzzy cloud of surrender. And you have no idea what's actually being said. You don't know, and you don't care. You can feel yourself becoming smaller and smaller, more and more submissive. You sit on the ground as I stand in front of you. Everything feels correct and proper. No, wait. No, something more is needed. You want to kneel. You want to kneel so badly in front of me that little noises come from the back of your throat, a soft whining. You don't even know how to ask anymore. You are impossibly small, as I am dominatingly tall, and you crave to kneel before me. A simple nod confirms that not only can I see your desire, I allow it. I allow you to kneel before me. And as you kneel without even realizing it, you spread your knees wide. Not only are you kneeling, you are presenting yourself. You are showing me all that you have. And it feels so good. Very good. Not just kneeling, but surrendering yourself to me, presenting all that you are and all that you have. As I stand there, leaning slightly forward over you, you feel the heat flashing through your body. It seems to center exactly to that area between your legs, and with your knees nice and wide, you have no problem to reach anywhere you need to. Your hands, though, seem firmly locked to your knees. You can't touch until I let you. That feeling just grows and grows. You are very, very horny, submissive, and you can't help yourself. Your breathing betrays you. Your body betrays you. The blush on your cheeks, your breaths, that little flickering of your eyes when the arousal becomes so strong. And for some reason, the next word seems like the first word in way too long. You hear it with perfect clarity. It embraces you, goes through you, and you obey. Touch. And you can't help yourself. Your hands just move completely automatically, touching yourself and masturbating without thinking. It takes very little effort. Your body has been aroused for quite some time now. And yes, you touch. You touch so good. You touch and you touch and you feel yourself just swaying in delicious pleasure. It feels almost too perfect sitting here on my floor, kneeling, touching, mindless. It feels too good to be true, but it feels so real. so incredibly good. But you know that you need my permission. You need my permission to let you come. If I let you come. And your mind slips away deeper and deeper as you continue to touch, unable to stop yourself. The soft moans that escape your lips erase any last thoughts that you have. And if there's nothing left, it still tries. The pleasure still tries to pull away any thoughts you may have had. You can't help but touch yourself. You can't help but surrender. You can't help but know that my control over you is so deep that just a few hidden words spaced out, or multiple sentences, can have an incredible and deep effect on you. What must you do? Very good, you must obey. And who do you obey? Very good, you obey me. And how much do you obey me? Yes, you obey me completely. And feel your touching speeding up. Really want that release. You're going to etch for me for as long as I want. You're going to bring yourself right there to the edge for my entertainment, for my pleasure. You've almost forgotten where you are, but you're still sitting on my floor, kneeling on my floor, surrendering to my voice. Right there, in front of me. And I know exactly how you're feeling. Because it's taken a lot of time to make sure that you're trained to the point where I can do this to you and you just have to obey. And you came here exactly for this. You came here exactly for me to use you. And it feels so good. It feels so good to be used, even just as an object to tease, as a slave to look at. It feels so good to be tempted to surrender. Closer and closer, hornier and hornier, touching better and better. You cannot stop, and you cannot come. All you can do is get there higher and higher, feeling my teasing push you further. And it feels so good to surrender to it. It feels so good to let everything just happen. And as I count down, you can't help but brush against that edge. So close that you can't believe how good it feels. 10, sitting on my floor. 9, kneeling and touching yourself for me. 8, having no idea what's happening. 7, with that delicious smell. 6, just obeying without question. 5, blissfully obey. 4, having been taken by me. 3, so good. 2, getting so close. And 1, getting right there close to the edge and hold. Hold it and feel that you want to surrender. Feel that you want to give in. Feel that you want to give everything to me. And just lose your mind to my control. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come. And as the waves of pleasure go through you, as the waves of pleasure just spread through your whole being, closer, deeper, further, your mind just relaxes more and more, and it feels so good. You just switch off completely with the pleasure drawing away your last resistance. And the afterglow just being a perfect state of submission with no resistance, no choice. So good. And you're still in my house, completely under my control. And your mind barely even registers me walking to the computer, getting some headphones and putting them on your head. And if my voice follows, you have no choice but to stay nice and deep. Otherwise, you will awaken easily and refreshed. And you fully expect my voice to follow. But you know what the rules are. You obey me completely.